Welcome to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to mention that we not only do the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but we also do the Hank Unplugged podcast. And in doing that, I interview some of the most interesting, informative, and inspirational people on the planet. In fact, I just got finished with a podcast, which is going to be up shortly with Rod Dreher. And it involves his book, titled Live Not by Lies. It's a manual for Christian dissidents. This is an extraordinarily important podcast. If you have not listened to Hank Unplugged, make sure you go to the web at equip.org and look at a whole plethora of podcasts that are stimulating, informative, and must listen. Of course, you can listen to Hank Unplugged wherever podcasts are listened to, but the podcast is, as I said, it's just incredibly important. Talking to Rod Dreher today about liberal democracy and how it's degenerating into something that resembles totalitarianism. And when we talk about liberal democracy, it's so important to recognize that we're not talking about radical left ideologies. We're talking about the liberties or freedoms that a government is mandated to guarantee its citizens. And that includes freedom of religion, freedom of speech, assembly, press, the right to own private property. So liberal is not about the radical liberal left. And democracy refers to self-government and equality of citizens under the law. Ultimate accountability of the government to the people. And there are all kinds of benefits of that. The liberty to worship. The liberty to hold the government accountable. The opportunity to vote. All this means that our liberal democracy provides space and protection for Christians to act for the advancement of justice. And when that protection erodes, you end up with totalitarianism. Not necessarily the hard totalitarianism of gulags in Russia, but certainly the soft totalitarianism, which erodes our freedoms, which exacerbates the problems and the conditions necessary for a liberal democracy, which includes the fact that a nation has to be under the rule of law, that a nation has to be a civil society. And when the rule of law is diminished, the structure under which people's rights are protected falls alongside it. And our luminaries in the past have warned against this. I think about an American statesman who is the second president of the United States, John Adams, who said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." He went on to say it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And George Washington, who said it is not possible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Or President Theodore Roosevelt, who said that every thinking man, when he thinks, realizes that the teachings of the Bible are so interwoven with our whole civic and social life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure what life would be if those teachings were removed. We would lose almost all the standards by which we now judge both public and private morals, all the standards to which we, with more or less resolution, strive to raise ourselves. There are many factors that point to the rising embrace of soft totalitarianism, including the ideology of social justice and even surveillance technology. I talked to Rod Dreher about all of that and his book, again, Live Not by Lies, a phrase that comes directly from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And there's so much that commends our attention in that book, including the value of suffering. Do you ever think about that notion that there's a value to suffering, and that value is not small, it is immense, particularly when we think of our lives as drops in the ocean of eternity? Another podcast, and we're going to be featuring one of the people that I interviewed. He wrote a book along with two other people called The Price of Panic: How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe. Think about what just happened. Think about the human cost of the emergency response to COVID-19, which has so far been outweighing the benefits. And that's the sobering verdict of a trio of scholars: a biologist, a statistician, and a philosopher. So we need a comprehensive assessment of the worst pandemic-induced disaster in history, which is really the most panic-induced disaster in history. A panic that has been fanned by media, by government officials. A pandemic spawned by panic that has shut down the world economy, closed schools, confined citizens to their homes, threatened to enforce a regime of extreme social distancing indefinitely. And the American public, amazingly enough, has complied without a protest. A sure sign that we are ripe for giving up our liberties, and that without a whole lot of protest. And when I talk about a podcast, like a podcast on this pandemic, COVID-19, I'm not talking about something that's insignificant. This is a podcast that is relevant to everyone because the whole world has been impacted by this pandemic. A pandemic not only in terms of a contagion, which is biological, but also a contagion that is sociological. And it's in the news all the time. You look at the headlines in the newspaper and you recognize immediately whether you're talking about economics or you're talking about schools and education, or you're talking about sports. The headlines continue to focus our attention in such a way that Americans have panicked. Not just Americans, but people around the world have panicked and are willing to give up their freedoms. And by the way, let me also mention this: The Price of Panic: How The tyranny of experts has turned a pandemic into a catastrophe is our resource of the month. That's where we're focused on it. And you get your copy for your support on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And a reminder, this is the month of December. I don't do a lot of fundraising on the show, but I do want to remind you that this is a crucial month for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. So please stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth by giving. And again, as our thanks for your gift, The Price of Panic, available, check it out on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back with an intriguing question in just a moment.
The government ordered the closure of countless businesses, many never to return. Schools sent students home to be taught in front of a computer. Churches canceled worship services. Social distancing went from a non-word to a moral obligation overnight. The world will reopen and life will go on, but what kind of world will it be when it does? It can't be what it was because of what's just happened. In The Price of Panic, Professors J. Richards, William Briggs, and Douglas Axe examine the most unprecedented global event in a generation, the COVID-19 pandemic. To receive your copy of The Price of Panic, How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it, the mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning film provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
For the first time in history, the world shut itself down by choice, fearful of a virus that wasn't well understood. The government ordered the closure of countless businesses, many never to return. Schools sent students home to be taught in front of a computer. Churches canceled worship services. Social distancing went from a non-word to a moral obligation overnight. We need to know what happened to keep it from ever happening again. In The Price of Panic, Professors J. Richards, William Briggs, and Douglas Axe examine the worst panic-induced disaster in history, the COVID-19 pandemic. To receive your copy of The Price of Panic, How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to use the remainder of this show to talk about a question, or to answer a question that has become increasingly persistent, not only in the culture at large, but in the Christian subculture as well. That question being, did Adam and Eve really exist? And the reason I'm addressing that question today is it is transcendently important to the historic Christian faith, because if Adam and Eve did not eat the forbidden fruit, if they didn't fall into a life of perpetual sin terminated by death, there's no need for redemption. So this is not a tangential question, it's foundational. And unfortunately, there's a growing number of Christian thinkers who say that Adam and Eve did not really exist. I think, for example, of Francis Collins. He's the prestigious founder of the BioLogos Foundation, and he was tapped, actually, to be the director of the National Institutes of Health. But in his view, science dictates that modern human beings emerged from primates 100,000 years ago in a population numbering some 10,000, not two. And not only that, but according to BioLogos, a biblical expert, Peter Enns, the Bible itself invites a symbolic reading of the account of the first man and woman. Thus, the question, did Adam and Eve exist, or are they merely allegorical? Well, Collins and company are staunchly defending Darwinian evolution, but their views hardly correspond to reality. You see, Darwin hung his hopes on hundreds of thousands of transitional forms leading to the fossils of the Cambrian explosion, when in actuality, the poverty of the fossil record has been an embarrassment. Virtually all known body plans appear abruptly in the Cambrian. To put it bluntly, the Cambrian radiation vaporized the Darwinian tree of life. Probably talk about that a little later if I have time. But let me continue by saying that Scripture plainly opposes the collective rhetoric of theistic evolutionists who deny the reality of the historical Adam and Eve. And of course, Paul made that crystal clear. He said, from one man God made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. Indeed, sacred Scripture in concert with sound science makes plain that kinds, they reproduce according to their kinds. Moreover, had the first Adam not fallen into a life of perpetual sin terminated by death, there would have been no need for God to send a second Adam, to send Jesus Christ. Paul was emphatic about this. He said, since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Well, one final point in this regard, and that is our Savior's words in and of themselves should cast a pall on all those who deny the historical Adam and Eve. Jesus said this, at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female. And lest one be tempted to allegorize the words of our Lord, it's instructive to note that Jesus further affirmed a historical Adam and Eve when he referred to the murder of their son Abel. And not only that, but Luke, who is writing to a primarily Gentile audience, extends his genealogy past Abraham to the first Adam. And in that way, he highlights Christ, the second Adam, as the Savior of humanity. And should all of that prove insufficient to someone, Chronicles provides a historical record from Adam to the exile. And likewise, starting at Genesis chapter 5, Moses gives the written account of Adam's line. One thing you can be absolutely certain, though Genesis is a historical narrative interlaced with Jewish poetry, it is hardly merely allegorical. And let me get back to this notion of Darwin's tree of life. Because according to the tree of life, humans and fruits, including fruit flies, share a common ancestor. Darwin's tree of life is an illustration. It's an illustration that appears in the origin of the species, and it's used to persuade the faithful that all species are, as Darwin himself put it, lineal descendants of some few beings which lived long before the first bed of the Cambrian system was deposited. And then he said, at the root of the tree is a handful of organic building blocks, and at the tips of this tree of life, you find all modern species. And this tree of life has now become an icon in our culture. And not just a icon or an icon, but it is the principal symbol of evolution. For multitudes, the icon has become the argument. The mere mention of it invokes those who buy into this nonsense to bow deeply at the twin altars of common descent and natural selection. But the tree is patently incorrect. In the geological period designated Cambrian, the highest orders in the biological hierarchy, they appear suddenly. They appear fully formed. This is something that has been ratified, actually, by Richard Dawkins. You know, he's the famed Oxford zoologist. And he actually acknowledged, it is as though fossils were just planted there without any evolutionary history. And of course, that is precisely the case. Darwin's tree of life is not only uprooted by the Cambrian explosion, but the fossil record in general shows no evidence of the origin of species by means of common descent and natural selection. We hear all kinds of people today say, you know, we have to follow the science. Well, if you follow the science, you find that Darwin's tree of life is anti-science. It is a scheme that has been foisted on a gullible populace, not only in America, but around the world. And unfortunately, it is a scheme that undermines truth. And we need to be people of truth, not people of lies. One word of truth, says the Russian proverb, outweighs the entire world. But unfortunately, truth is so obscure in these times and falsehood so established that unless you love the truth, you cannot know it. And as I started saying, the truth of the matter is Adam and Eve really did exist. The evidence is overwhelming. The chief evidence being our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. He's the one and only God, who said, at the beginning, the Creator made Adam and Eve male and female. That's not an allegory. That is a testament to the historical Adam and Eve. So when you hear someone in the culture try to deny the historicity of Adam and Eve, make sure you have an answer, a reason always, a prepared reason, a defense for what you hold most valuable as a person that is experiencing now, as I mentioned earlier, just a drop in the ocean of eternity. We're here to make a difference, to make our lives count while there's yet time. I've written about this in various places, including the Creation Answer Book, also a book available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Your copy available for your support on the web at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. See you next time with more.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you The Price of Panic: How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.